Hey y'all, it's your girl, motherfucking ghetto mother goose. I'm back and shit. I just wanted to talk about how y'all feel. I just want to talk about a few things, so I'm just going to rant. I want to talk about Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion unfriending. Megan Thee Stallion and the baby. So y'all know when that thing popped off with Megan Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez with Kylie Jenner, you know, they were allegedly in a little relationship, and Tory was smitten by Kylie, and he was, you know, acting all crazy. He was unable to control himself around Kylie, so when they left or whatever, that turned into Megan and Tory getting in an argument. Unbeknownst to Megan, Tory was already fucking with her best friend Kelsey or whatever before she even started fucking with him. So, boom. So, when the shit went down or whatever, you know, Tory got like blackballed a little bit or whatever and was kind of shunned out. And the baby and Megan came out with a song called Cry Baby. So, in the midst of doing a little promo for the song, Megan and the baby, Tory has put a picture up of his song that's going to come out with the baby. So, Megan was like, oh, you know, that's cap or whatever, good try. Basically trying to make it seem like Tory was trolling her. So, the song ain't come out or whatever. You know, I basically forgot about it and shit. And I'm sure, like, everybody else or a few people thought that, you know, maybe it was not going to come out or whatever. Or just was like, fuck it. So, a few days ago, the song came out. It's called Scat. I ain't listened to too much of it. But what I did hear was seeing Tory looked like he was doing his shit. It sounded good. And so I was like, fuck it, let me just download it. So, we all know Megan is petty. And come to find out, after the song came out or whatever, and after the baby shared it, after the baby shared it with, on his page, because it was doing great numbers. It was doing really great numbers and shit. So Tory was like, fuck it. I mean, not Tory, shit. I'm sorry, y'all. The baby had shared it or whatever because it was doing such good numbers. So Tory, the baby was like, fuck it, let me just, you know, push it out there or whatever. Let me show I'm being supportive. So Megan unfollowed Tory, and I just feel like it's just very hypocritical of she to do that, because she was the same one who, you know what I'm saying, was talking all that shit about Cardi, with Nicki. And then, after they did the Hot Girl Summer, next thing you know, Miss Mamas is on, you know, a track with Cardi talking about wet-ass pussy. So, I just feel as though that Megan, and then she was saying, oh, because people was asking her, like, what, oh, do you think Nicki's going to be mad at you for doing this? And she was like, oh no, I'm able to put my business for my personal whoop-de-whoop or whatever, which was some bullshit. Because my thing is, you sitting here, you know, talking down on this girl, talking about some, let me go write some shit. And we all know that the saying in the industry is that Cardi don't write her shit. So you was sitting here trying to, you know, basically basically, as the kids will say, you were sitting here trying to social climb, bitch. Like, you trying to hop on anybody bandwagon that's got a little pop going on so that you get your shit up there. But now you mad at the baby. The baby's still following her, though, and shit. So, that's that on that. What else I want to talk to you guys about? Shit. I mean, that's really somewhat it. I mean, you know, Nicki got her new songs out, with, well, you know, Nicki just dropped her mixtape. Well, she redropped it or whatever, and that shit sold, I believe, 75,000 units. Let me see. Or 80,000 units. Hold on. Oh, shit. I really don't feel like looking it up, but she sold a lot of money off a 12-year mixtape, which she was just doing it not even to make no money. Like, she was just doing it to give her fans something to, you know, miss her on or whatever. And she added a few new songs on Beaming Up Scotty. She added Seeing Green, Fractions, Crocodile Teeth, and The Best I Ever Had, the remix. And what else did she drop? Let's get it. Chicken noodle soup with a soda on the side. She dropped, she uploaded Chirac to the shit. Cause you know, at one point Chirac wasn't on her mixtape or some shit, because I believe it couldn't get cleared. So she added Chirac on there. And yeah, I think that's about it. So I'm definitely going to come back on here and talk with y'all. I mean, I don't have no listeners no more because I haven't been on here like that. And that's okay. Shit was going on. You know, life happens to us all. And for the ones who did leave, I'm not even mad, because I would have left too, possibly. But yeah, I'm back. And, you know, as I feel inspired to talk, I will. And hopefully you guys like it. But just remember, we all come from greatness, and every storm runs out of rain. This is your girl, the ghetto motherfucking Mother Goose, and I'm out. Oh, I'm so happy. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, the ghetto Mother Goose. Shout out to my 3 subscribers that's listening to my show. Oh, I'm so happy. I really did not even want to come on here and talk. What happened was, I had seen that Anchor had sent me a message about sponsorships. So I was like, oh, okay, let me just check it out real quick, because I'm like, I know the last time they had one for the election where you talk or whatever, and how, you know, and then it's like an ad, like, you know, you talk and then it plays in the middle of your I'm so grateful for my 3 subscribers. I cannot. I'm happy. Okay. So it basically just it's like an ad. So like, you do your video and then you record the thing or whatever, and then it plays like a commercial, basically. And then you get sent for every time the ad was listened to and played or whatever. So I was like, oh, okay, cute. They offering that back up. Let me check it out. And I had seen that